Sports Most Dangerous Handicapper Smooth won big against the Detroit Sportsbooks on Wednesday with Lock Win Notre Dame. Get ready when times change, things change, and the situations change. We will have more plays, more parlays, and best bets that Sports Most Dangerous Handicapper Smooth wins. What's up, what's up, what's up? Say what's up to everybody out there listening in the sports and entertainment world. On Wednesday, went down and it was they had an inaugural opening for the Detroit casinos, who, as those who may be listening know, they started their sports book. I looked at several plays, but I had three kind of locked in. Notre Dame was my pick of the day right off the bat. If I was to play one game, it would have been Notre Dame. I looked at Xavier, like Xavier a lot. The number was at 6.5. Xavier, I've followed Xavier in the past. They've always fared well, especially at tournament time. But I took Xavier and I took an over and under, and the over under tanked. Xavier went down down in flames, and Notre Dame kind of held me up. And I used the three team system, and not three team parlay, but a three team betting system with three straight bets. And we'll explain that system in another episode, but basically, you always want to win, every game if you can, but in the three team system, if you win one game, it kind of washes a loss. And then if you're playing one unit, meaning that, my usual bet is $25, $100 or a dime, which is $1,000, whatever it is, you only pretty much lost that one unit and whatever the juice is. So, on Thursday, I had, my three teams kind of zeroed in. I was headed down to MGM and got a call from my buddy. And he says, "Hey man, what are you up to?" And I said, "Hey man, I'm going down to MGM to get down with these three, these three games." He says, "What games?" I said, the games. He says, "No, they canceled them." I said, "Well, the NBA, yeah, they postponed their games, but the NCAA is just playing with no audience, no fans out there." He says, "No, man, they changed that. They said that at first, but now they canceled the games." And I was like, wow. So basically, I turned around and went back where I came from. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, is canceled. There's a lot of things that we may not understand, but sometimes things have to change for things to get better. And in this case, what I believe the powers that be are trying to achieve is they're trying to contain the situation. And the only way to do that is to keep people from, from large places. And, once you keep people from large places across the country, the hope of the plan is that those that are sick, and I like to say, prayers go out to the families of those who have lost people to the virus. Prayers go out to the families of those who are sick from the virus. And then prayers go out to all of us who, whether, whatever situation you may be in, and I will pray for your continued good health if you are in good health. What they're trying to do basically is just make sure that they can contain it. And the best way to contain it is to have people, kind of sit tight, whether it be 2 weeks, 3 weeks. If they have people sit tight, they have a better opportunity to contain this thing till they get, something under control. Tom Hanks and his wife, they've been diagnosed with the virus. I have not heard any more about their situation or status, but I did hear a blurb from their son made a statement. I'm not sure what platform it was, but he did make a statement. And he basically said that they're doing fine and they're going to be okay. And we do pray for them as well. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, this is just something that I know I've never seen in my lifetime. At most we hear that a flu bug is going around and, you know, try to make sure you wash your hands. But some of the things that I see stressed are some of the things that I've been doing or I've stressed to my family as long as I've been an adult. I've been doing some of these things, you know. So we have to be, you know, awareness is a key as well. And you just have to, you know, use common sense. You know, you go in these public bathrooms or anywhere in the public, you got to watch where you're putting your hands. You know, it's kind of a, you know, it's one of those things where, man, I've kind of been going to the store and not worrying about that. But I know every time I go to a, you know, one of the big supermarkets or one of the big stores, in my area, you know, you pretty much get wipes and wipe down the baskets. And that's been a norm for a long time. But I have noticed not everybody does it, but I'm noticing now that everybody does it. Went to the store, to, you know, get a couple of things of water. And I walked, towards the aisle where the tissue was. And man, there was nothing in that aisle. Nothing. So, you know, we have a situation that's very different and we're going to be strong and diligent and, you know, deal with it. I hope that everyone out there that had games, nobody had games yesterday, but if you had games Wednesday night, hopefully, you know, you were able to come out on the winning side. And hopefully you had fun, because the name of the game is not only to, you know, you don't want to make sports betting totally about, I got to win this. The minute that you have to win, then you're probably doing the wrong thing. You know, it should be fun. Hey, man, if you're only a $20 bettor, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you like, hey, once or twice a week to put down $20 on your favorite team or something, hey, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think that I was talking to another sports enthusiast on Wednesday at MGM, and he was telling me how a lot of these guys were, you know, yeah, man, a lot of these new guys, they're suckers and they're going to lose their money. And, you know, I disagree with him. I told him, I says, what I see is a savvy gambler. The sports handicapper is a savvy gambler. A person that will put $20 in a slot machine puts it in with the understanding that they may never get a penny back. When a person wagers $20 or $100 or $300 on a sporting event, they have some sort of situation where they can handicap. In other words, have a reason to go from one side to the other, whether it's a favorite, an underdog, a total, or a money line. You cannot do that with a table game. You cannot do that with a slot machine. I guess in a table game, you could count cards, but that's not going to assure you anything. And that's what I kind of like about sports betting, is that you can handicap. I mean, if you know, if the Lakers and a team that sucks is playing, that the odds are, even if it's the Lakers minus 13.5 and they're on the road, hey, man, I'm putting my $20 on the Lakers, because it's more likely that LeBron is going to go in there and he may not be motivated. It depends on what part time of the year, depends on a lot of different things. But even when he's not motivated, they're five times better than this team. And that happens a lot, whether it's sports or whether college sports or NFL or NBA, or you'll find sometimes that the motivation factors are what, that's kind of what I go, you know, I look at the lines, but there's a lot of factors, and we'll talk about that in another episode as well. But there's a lot of factors that go into what I usually use, because everybody has their own way of, you know, picking who they want to wager on. But you know, for the most part, I have a lot of different, you know, guns that I want to load up. And if everything is loaded up in the right direction, then boom, I pull the trigger. Sometimes you just like a game. You don't care what the number is. You go, like with Notre Dame Wednesday, I just like that game. I said, Notre Dame is going to, you know, they're going to light it up on Boston College. Is not going to be able to run up and down the floor with Notre Dame. And sure enough, at one point, there was an 18-point lead. There was a 12-point lead constantly throughout the game. And I felt very confident, and it came out on the winning side. So you can hit me up on Instagram at Scared of Police. That's at Scared of Police on Instagram. Other than that, today is Friday the 13th to be exact. And I want everybody out there to have a great weekend. Stay healthy. And I will talk to you soon.